I just want to take a few minutes and just share, just really just in line with all that you've heard tonight, all that you've seen. And one of our elders' wives, her name is Glenda, she paints, and Robert was having conversation, and Pastor Teresa was there. And I didn't know a lot, you know, I don't know a lot about it, but Robert was talking about how he went and picked up a particular canvas that he just felt he needed for tonight in this presentation. And he began to describe how, you know, you pick up a canvas, but then that canvas needs to be stretched. And so he takes the canvas through a process of stretching, stapling it, you know, bending it around the frame, stapling it, and then stretching it some more, stapling it until it's able to stretch and until it's able to be straight so that, you know, as he paints, there's no bend back and forth, but that it's firm and it's strong and he's able to be able to paint without any type of resistance. And it just really gave me just a picture of who we are outside of Jesus Christ. We're a broken, torn canvas. And God is the master creator. He's the artist. And I began to realize something, you know, just as we were coming closer to the end here, that the Lord really wants each and every person to understand what it is to come to a place in your life where you're able to testify in such a way that you even heard tonight. The first young man that we had come up, his first word was, "I'm awesome," you know? And then our brother who came up, he said, "Man, I'm feeling good in my suit," you know? And they both were able to start and share out of how they felt in that moment. But before we come to know Jesus Christ, we're just a broken, torn canvas. We're the canvas that no artist wants to touch. We're the canvas that's either torn or tattered or too small and messed up. And you and I, as a broken canvas, we can't fix ourselves. And so many of us attempt to live our lives as our own artist. We attempt to paint our own picture in life. And every time you and I attempt to paint our own picture in life, it comes out ugly. Outside of Jesus Christ, it really becomes an ugly picture. And we remain a broken canvas, and we're constantly trying to figure out how to stretch the situation, work the situation. We come up with a new idea, a new career, a new place to study, a new place to live, a new boyfriend or a new girlfriend or a new club to go to or a new book to read or a new fix this idea. And we're constantly trying to paint a picture in life, and you and I were never intended on being the artist. We are just simply the broken canvas that God desires to redeem and restore back unto himself. Because when he created us, we were created in his image. He said it in the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1 in the Bible. He said, "Let us make man in our own image. Let us make man in our own likeness." And so he created man and woman in his image. We are the image of God. If you think about that, that's like an amazing thing. It's overwhelming. This confirms the fact that you and I can never fix what we blew or what we broke, because in order to really come to our rightful place in the image of God, has to be a touch from God in order to fix things. And so you and I, this broken canvas, how in the world could you be restored back unto God? Well, God gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, his only son. He comes down and takes on the form of man. And he lives the life that we couldn't live. He lives a perfect life. He's righteous. He's holy. And he goes around doing good things, healing, opening blind eyes, lepers being made whole again, sickness and disease gone by just simply a word that would come from his mouth. And then Jesus, he goes to the cross, an old rugged cross, as we like to say here, two pieces of wood put together in the shape of a T. You know, before he even went to that cross, they put him on trial. And during that trial, they also beat Jesus. And scripture says that he was marred. He was marred in such a way that he was unrecognizable. I mean, could you imagine that? The scripture says that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, that he said he was marred beyond human, beyond the human look, which means he was beaten so bad that his very shape and form of who he was as a human marred, meaning he was completely damaged. I mean, the very good condition of his body came to a complete ruin. He was marred and he was beaten for you and I. And after that beating, he goes to the cross and he nails there. There's nails in his hands, there's nails on his in his feet, and they put a crown of thorns. And so you have to imagine him hanging on this cross, unrecognizable. He's completely marred for you. For you, he goes to the cross. You know what this brings me to? Just when I even think about just Jesus Christ and this picture of him and just his face swollen, his body torn apart, and he's been completely marred. I mean, this every bit of him is just gone. That really represents you and I who have been marred by sin. Our lives completely ruined by our own sin, our own rebellion. Completely destroyed. What we should look like, we no longer look like because of sin. And sin has separated us from a righteous God. We've been marred by our own rebellion. We've been marred by our own evil and wicked ways. We're just a broken canvas that really should be just thrown away. You know, scripture says, for the wages of sin is death. And the only thing that we deserve is a broken canvas, is just to be balled up furthermore and just thrown away into the trash. But instead, God says, I'm not throwing a single one of them away if they would just receive me. And so his son comes down and he's completely marred that you and I might have new life and be a new person in Christ Jesus. And so I love this because here is, you know, I can imagine God, right, going into the art shop and going in to pick out a canvas, you know, and he goes straight to the one that's in the trash bin, straight to the one that's torn and broken, straight to the one that's been used and abused. And God says, that's the one I want. That's the canvas I want. And it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense in the natural. I mean, why would you put that canvas up? And God, through his son, Jesus Christ, says, we're going to redeem them. We're going to restore them. And I can imagine I got this picture of just God just saying, look, it looks like a mess right now. But what I'm about to do is I'm about to paint a beautiful picture of healing and restoration and redemption. And a broken canvas is received with love and grace. A broken canvas that you can't fix. I can't fix. And now we know, just through testimony and just through song and what we've heard tonight, that the only one who can fix this, the only one who knows how to handle the broken canvas, is Jesus. Jesus Christ. And watch, if you give your life to Jesus Christ, if you receive him as your Lord and Savior, oh man, you become his workmanship. He gets back to painting. And it's nothing that you can do. It's nothing that you can boast about or brag about in the process of getting fixed. Man, it's just the artist, Jesus Christ. He just puts in work and he paints a picture of his love and grace for you and I as broken vessels, as a broken canvas. You know, we've heard some awesome messages today. We're getting ready to pray. You heard Robert talk about the Holy Spirit touching his life, just filling him up. You heard my other brother, man, he couldn't contain himself, just shouting and jumping and just all of that, just that fire and that excitement. Man, let me tell you something. Some of you might be like, okay, hey, buddy, you're super dramatic right now. No, what that is a broken canvas that's been fully redeemed in Christ Jesus. And he just can't resist putting up a shout to the God who so lovingly reached into the trash can and pulled him out and said, oh, no, 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 no. He ain't going to be homeless no more. I'm going to put a suit on you and you're going to stand before my people and you're going to talk about my goodness. And so, you know what? Tonight, I just want to, tonight we're getting ready to pray. Could you just stand up with me? Hey, and if you're watching online too, I just really feel led that if you're watching online, this is for you right now. This message, the testimonies, this service, I want you to listen. You're not unfixable. Jesus Christ came for the marred, the broken, the afflicted. He came for the sinner. He came for the one that's struggling with guilt and shame. And there's nothing that you can do in your own strength to fix it. It's time for you to look to Jesus Christ. It's time for you to look upon the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross represents what happened to your sin 2,000 years ago. The debt was paid. You don't have to die. You don't have to lay down and quit. Jesus loves you, and he went to a cross. He paid our sin debt. He became sin. He took the beating. He was marred so that we could be resurrected with him, so that we could have new life with him. So stop looking in the mirror and expecting something to change in your own strength. Look to Jesus. You should think about it, right? We look in a mirror. We're looking back at ourselves, which means any evaluation that you come up, any affirmation that you attempt to gain by looking in the mirror, no matter how much makeup, no matter how many outfits you change, it's still you telling you how good you are that day. And it always becomes a disappointment, I gotta tell you. No, we do that. We do that. I mean, this past Saturday, right, you know, my daughter's is in TAP. You know, so I go to the dance recital, but when you go to these dance recitals, you just don't go just to see your daughter tap. There's like this whole long thing for like 6 hours of Jesus, praise God. But I'm sitting there anticipating and hoping for my daughter to come up and do her, it's like a 60-second tap routine, and then, you know, you're out of there, you know. But I'm watching all these dance presentations, and there was this one in particular where they brought out a prop. So, you know, so kind of center stage, just like this, they had a mirror out, right? And so the girls did like sort of this kind of ballet type contemporary dance routine around the mirror, and the whole song was just kind of like looking into the mirror and feeling sassy. That was the word that was within the song. It was like kind of this up-tempo pop song. So the routine was is they were going around each time to the mirror and like doing like a little pose and looking into the mirror and keep going. And all I could do was just sit there and go, what happens when that mirror disappoints? I mean, you can't tell me those. You know, and it's like it's you looking at you, and I realize that that's what the world is giving us more and more. Like, it's up to you to better you, and it's up to you to figure out one day to look into the mirror and figure out what your makeup should look like, or how you should dress, or, you know, tell you're a better you today. And I'm gonna tell you is always gonna disappoint. As far as I'm concerned, I'm gonna tell you the broken canvas can only be fixed if you set eyes on Jesus. We can dance around the mirror as much as we want. You can put on your best costume, put your best dance on, best outfit. But without Jesus, there's no victory song. There is no dance. There's no joy. There is no you. You're just a broken canvas until you set eyes on Jesus Christ and allow him to do what he has done. He died on the cross for our sins. Oh, that's awesome. I'm alive today because he died. He died for me. Now, I want you to take hold of what you've heard tonight, and I want to pray with you. And I want you to come down here. I'm inviting you now to come up here and pray. If you know this is you, you as a broken canvas. Anybody who's here and you are a broken canvas and you're tired of trying to figure out how to fix it yourself, aren't you tired of that? I want you to come up here. I want to pray with you. You don't have to come alone, grab your friend, grab your family, or you come alone if you want. Thank you. People are already coming up from the balcony to the main floor. I don't want anybody here in the house of the Lord to live like that anymore. So let God get a hold of you. There's a lot more. There's more people here. You're a broken canvas. You're just tired trying to figure out your self-worth and your value. You look in the mirror and you hate yourself. Somebody else has told you that you're not worth anything. My God loves to take hold of the broken canvas. Yes, he does. And he brings healing. He paints a picture of his love. We're going to worship the Lord as we're singing. Then I'm going to come back. I'm going to pray with you. But don't. It's like Robert said tonight. He said, man, don't hesitate tonight. Don't hesitate. God's spirit is here. And he's touching your heart. And he said, you know, like that feeling that you have right now. Don't resist that. Just be like, man, I'm coming up. I'm coming up broken. I need my life to be fixed. And you come up right now while we worship. Thank you, God. Pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I stand here in need of you. I'm a broken canvas. Take my life. I believe in your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for me. Forgive me of my sins. I turn from my wicked ways. And I look to you now to heal me, to restore me, to redeem my life back unto you. Make me a new person. Make me whole. Do what only you can do. I trust you, Jesus, with my life. In your name I pray. Amen.